Welcome back into Midday. My name's Gabe Ortiz. Just wrapped up a great conversation with Sherry Bailey, the founder of Layla's Gift, an organization that advocates on behalf of children with special needs and disabilities. We also talked in the beginning of the show with WIPR's State House reporter, Sarah Petrowich. If you missed either of those conversations and you want to listen back, you can do so after the show today on the WIPR app or at WIPR.org. Right now, though, when No King's Day rallies first appeared across America in June of last year, crowd sizes reached as high as 6 million by some estimates. More than 2,000 separate events were organized. The October iteration that followed expanded to 7 million protesters at more than 2,500 separate events. And now round three is coming this Saturday, March 28th, and organizers say crowds could be even more massive than before. More than a dozen No Kings events are planned right here in Baltimore. And Carl Alexander is a local activist and the volunteer host of one of them. He joins us in Studio A. Carl, how are we doing today?
We're doing fine, Gabe, and thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you so much for making some time for us today. I appreciate it. So let's just start at the beginning here. How did you get involved in these protests?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm a retiree, and I never imagined I'd be spending so much of my retirement time getting drawn into political activism. But the facts on the ground dictate that. So my wife and I, we live in a retirement community in North Baltimore. Last year, we organized some of our co-resident friends writing postcards in support of Democratic candidates throughout the country. We were waiting to do that again this year, or the campaign. We work through Postcards to Swing States as the organization, and they're going to start in May. And this happened last year in 2024. We started getting antsy. We thought, well, we'd like to do something instead of sitting on our hands waiting for May. So we thought we'd go out on the street corner near where we live, make up some signs, and start making some noise. And we call that the Baltimore Wednesday Movement. It's at the intersection of 40th Street and Roland Avenue, and we go there every Wednesday. Done it for a year plus, haven't missed a week, 4:30 to 5:30. So we invite your listeners to join us who are of a mind to do so. So that's been ongoing, and it's a huge commitment, and it's gratifying to know that we've gotten so much support on our Wednesdays. And then we started thinking, well, maybe we could actually be more ambitious and see if we could get ourselves on the No Kings map. And if you go to the No Kings website and you look at their map with the thousands of protests that are planned, if you zero in on Baltimore, we're there.
Wow.
North Baltimore, 3 to 5 on the 28th, is Saturday the 28th, 3 to 5 at the intersection of Charles Street and University Parkway. It's a good location, heavily trafficked.
And this is a very central part of the Baltimore community, right? I mean, you're right near Hopkins University, right by where they have the stadiums and the playing fields, I believe.
Yeah, that's where, and across the street from the Episcopal Cathedral. So it's a good spot for us.
And we were talking, you know, nationwide coming into the segment here about how many millions of people come out for these No Kings protests. For your specific part of the protest on Saturday, what are you expecting the turnout to be? Is it tough to judge how many people you think are going to come out?
It's impossible to know, but we're hoping for a huge turnout because it's a huge event and there are a lot of huge issues out there that are getting people worked up. For our regular Wednesday sine wave, it depends on the weather. It depends on a lot of things. Since we've been doing it for 53 weeks straight, our lowest turnout has been like 4 people. That was December 31st, bitter cold afternoon.
Sure.
But we had a few hearty ones out there. And then our largest turnout has been 90. So it can vary depending on. We're expecting a big turnout this Saturday because there's a lot of energy. And as you said in the introduction, there are events going on all over the Baltimore area. It's really quite impressive.
Well, and that's what I was going to say next, that I can imagine these different protests that spring up can kind of meld into each other at some point, right?
Well, they do. I was going to say, I know of a lot of events locally that are not on the No Kings website. So that's an undercount of what's expected. But I've been in contact with people who live in some of the high-rise apartments on Charles Street, just north of University Parkway, and they're organizing their own events. So they're going to be starting on Charles Street from 10 until 3, and then we come at 3 to 5. So if you're in their area, whatever time you stop by, you're going to see some people out there holding signs and maybe making some noise.
And from the last No Kings protest back in October of 2025, so much has happened since then, both in terms of the United States and in terms of the entire world, from the war that's begun with Iran to the ICE crackdowns that we've seen across the country. We're now going to see ICE in TSA rolls all throughout airports in the country. I don't think BWI was on the official list, but it always could be added to that. There's just so much that has happened since October 2025. How are you expecting some of the issues that I just named to be addressed? Will they be addressed during the No Kings rally?
Well, No Kings is not a single issue initiative. The unifying theme is it's nonviolent, and it's in opposition to the Trump regime. Beyond that, you know, people come with their own issues. You say that there's a lot going on, and indeed there is a lot, and the ones you mentioned are just part of a very, very long list. But it's almost schizophrenic now because there are other things that are going on that are very positive. We've seen Democratic overperformance in midterm elections. We've seen huge protests in the streets like No Kings and others locally. There's a lot of energy out there. There's a lot of we're looking forward to the midterm elections coming up in November. And hopefully things will start to turn around in D.C. as well.
And when we were asking people around the community about whether they plan to attend the No Kings rally on Saturday, some of them didn't even know that it was happening. So clearly you have tapped into a big chunk of people. Are there other people or other demographics within the Baltimore area that you're hoping to reach leading into Saturday?
Well, we are trying to reach out. Yeah, we want to get it. We want to get on everybody's radar that we can. My wife and I, mainly my wife, were just out the other day putting flyers out in the Charles Village area and down around the Avenue in Hamden. We're on several progressive calendar websites, and they're helping us promote the event. So we're doing what we can to get the word out. And to be honest with you, the invitation to come in here was a big get for us. So we're very grateful.
And there's going to be a training event led by the ACLU ahead of the protest. Know Your Rights is what they're calling it. It gets into the rights and safety practices of being at big protests such as this one. Should protesters here in Baltimore have any concerns, or even just residents in Baltimore have any concerns about maybe things getting a little spicy out there?
Well, there are concerns. That's inevitable when it comes with the territory nowadays. On our regular Wednesday sine waves, we've never had any incidents. We get a lot of love from cars going by and occasionally a middle finger, but nothing more than that. The No Kings is a bigger deal. My safety officer, No Kings requires that any rally that's on their map has a safety officer. We sat in on one of their webinar safety training programs last week. We've got 15 marshals that are lined up. I'm hoping to have 20 before the day of the event. We've got some guidelines for do's and don'ts. The basic issue for us is to be non-confrontational.
Sure.
If counter-protesters show up or people drive by in cars or vans with Trump flags, we just try to wave to them nicely. We don't kind of engage with them, and because they win when we do that. If you start a big argument and it gets loud and it gets boisterous and it gets nasty, they win. That's what they're trying to accomplish. So we want our rally to be safe, to be peaceful. My main concern is if we get a huge turnout, which I'm hoping for, that we provide space for pedestrians to walk by. You know, we don't want to be a problem. Make sure we don't spill over into the streets and create a problem for traffic, that sort of thing. But we're not anticipating any major problems.
We were able to get in touch with one Maryland resident who is planning to attend the rally this weekend. Alex Short sent us this voice message. Let's take a listen to it.
We differ in many respects. Many of us were Republicans. Many were Democrats. We believe earnestly that what's going on with the violation of constitutional rules and the destruction of the concept of the rule, the law, requires us to take action.
So what I take away from that clip is that this goes beyond party lines for a lot of people, that there are some people who are Republicans, who have voted Republican their entire life, hold conservative values, that will show up to a No Kings rally. There are people who have voted Democrat and held more liberal views their entire life that will show up to a No Kings rally. In your estimation, what is it that engages people with these kinds of protests?
Well, that little clip of Alex's is spot on. In fact, and as you've said, We know it's not just left-leaning progressive Democrats that are engaged in this work. There are mainstream Democrats, centrist Democrats, Republicans, independent voters, and even a handful, as I read it, of alienated Trump voters who feel like he's let them down. There's just such a huge list of issues that are raging out there. And not everybody would be on board with every issue, but for most of us, there are at least one or two that resonate. Violation of the rule of law, flouting the Constitution, just having our commander-in-chief being so obnoxious. I mean, he just insults people gratuitously, and that's not presidential. I mean, some of us care about those sorts of things. So there are many issues, and they help bring people together rather than pull them apart.
Ezra Levin is a co-founder of Indivisible, one of the groups coordinating No Kings, and he spoke to The Guardian saying the rallies can't just be a one-day event. Quote, "You need to develop the muscle and the sophistication of your pro-democracy movement that you're able to do more than show up on a Saturday in historic numbers." So how do you judge the success of something like this? I have no doubt that there will be many people both here in Baltimore and across the nation that will come out for this. We've seen record numbers being set for protests in the United States for No Kings protests in the past. But how do you deem if it goes beyond just a one-day demonstration?
Yeah, it's hard to know, for one thing. But it is knowable, I think. I'm 100% on board with that clip you said from Ezra. I believe that one and done isn't transformative, and No Kings is one and not quite done. As you said, this is going to be the third. I expect there'll be another even bigger one before the midterms. At least I hope there will be. And there's a lot of follow-up. I mean, one of the reasons that my group on Wednesday gets out there every week is because we think it's sustained. It has to be sustained. You know, when we're standing down in the corner, it makes us feel good. But we're reminding people driving by that there are issues that need to require their attention. And there is a lot of follow through. A lot of the folks that I work with, residents at Rowan Park Place, we write to our, or we contact the offices of our representatives on a regular basis. So there's a lot of energy, there's a lot of active action ongoing that extends well beyond the big rallies. And I try to be optimistic about this, although sometimes it's very hard because the times are so challenging, that we're making a difference.
My name is Gabe Ortiz, speaking right now with Carl Alexander, a local activist and volunteer host of a No Kings rally happening this Saturday in Baltimore. One more question for you, Carl, before I let you get out of here. You mentioned the midterms are coming up in November. One thing I found interesting is you said there could be another No Kings rally nationwide leading up to the midterms, a little bit closer to it. Do you see this as a bit more important, for lack of a better term, than maybe No Kings rallies in the past, because many people who are opposed to President Trump and his administration see taking back the houses of Congress as one of the most effective ways of stifling his agenda and his administration's agenda? So is there more stakes behind this No Kings rally and maybe a potential one later on?
I think it's hugely important. And I think the No Kings people have done this in a very smart way. First of all, the labeling, the branding, No Kings, it just gets right to the essence of it. And it's something we all can remember and latch onto. And it's building momentum. You know, it's not just one and done, as I said before. There's been a succession of these rallies, and it's going to continue. So I think the No Kings initiative is just brilliant, and it's brought a lot of people along, and I think it's going to continue to build and build and build, and we're just going to see big changes coming up, hopefully. I know we're running out of time. I want to remind people we're going to be on the intersection of University Parkway and Charles Street, 3 to 5 this Saturday. Join us.
Carl Alexander, thank you so much for your time today. Again, a local activist and volunteer host of a No Kings rally happening here in Baltimore on Saturday. Thank you so much for your time, really.
Thank you. Appreciate your having me here.
That's going to do it for us here today on Midday. Coming up tomorrow, Anna Chalenza, author of On the Record, her new work looks at the role music plays in shaping our democracy. Fresh Air is coming up next for Shania, Sam, Rob, and Amy in the studio. My name is Gabe Ortiz. That's Midday.
You've been listening to Midday on 88.1 WYPR.